Hey guys, Will Durst here to thank the GOP for providing America with our replacement fireworks. Cities all over the country were forced to cancel 4th of July festivities this year due to lack of money, fear of fire, and incompetent computers. But the Republican House made up for it by setting off enough indoor fireworks to make the San Diego Big Bay bust look like a fluttering votive candle. For the 33rd time, all House business was forced to come to a grinding halt so they could vote on repealing Obamacare. Again. 33 times. Even though they know there's a better chance of flamingos flying out of their butts than the Senate ever signing on, or getting past a presidential veto. As far as political theater goes, it was a sad summer stock production with tired choreography and a script duller than Shakespeare in modern dress performed by third graders in Mandarin. No wonder they keep trying to cut funding for the arts. They're afraid of the competition. Cumulatively, this grandstanding has taken up 2 entire weeks of congressional business at an estimated cost of $24 million a week to keep the gears moving. $50 million to reinforce one exhausted propaganda point. Perfectly good money that could have been spent on more tax cuts for the rich. Do you know how many car elevators $50 million would buy? They say they want to replace Obamacare, but ask for specifics and they get as vague as Donald Trump talking about the importance of ethics while closing the deal. First, there was Romney Care, and now we got Obamacare. But if the conservatives get their way, we're going to end up with, we don't care. Less care for you. Couldn't care less. We just might have to call these fiscally responsible charlatans the Careless Party.